Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and Mark Pellegrino is here with us. You've seen him in so many great things. He's going to come back as Virgil Poe in season two of American Rust, Broken Justice with Jeff Daniels, and the full season drops tomorrow on Prime Video. And it's great to have you on here. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How you doing?
Doing good. You know, you got some, you've been in some great shows. I remember you as Paul Bennett in Dexter. Oh my gosh, what an evil man you were.
Hey man, I was just a dad trying to get my family back together.
just doing all the right things, right?
Yeah, you know, I was doing the right things, maybe in the wrong way, but I was trying.
Big Lebowski, Dexter, Jurassic Park, and now you're going to be in Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley, which is slated for release on July 3rd, one of the most anticipated movies, at least for me, ever. Because, that's a movie, and I don't know the last time you watched the original, but, man, it really stands up, Beverly Hills Cop, right?
Oh, absolutely. The last time I watched it was about 3 or 4 months before I actually got this part. So, because I'm going through the 1,000 films you have to see before you die,
right,
and it happened to be on the list. And I hadn't seen it since the 80s. So watching it again, I was like, dang, this thing really does hold up. It's still funny.
Yeah.
All the jokes still fly. And I think, the movie's going to be a great combination of things. It's going to be a bit of a throwback to that time. And it's going to be new. It's going to be fresh. There's going to be, crazy stuff happening that people are going to really dig.
Oh, it's going to be great. And Eddie Murphy never ages. The guy just never looks a second older, does he?
I know. I'm jealous. Yeah. I don't know. What
right. How is it working with Jeff Daniels? That's got to be pretty cool.
Well, I mean, for me, he's sort of a legend,
right.
He's up there with the great actors that I've worked with, the Jeff Bridgeses of the world and the Rod Steigers and Julie Harris's. And, so when I'm around him, I try to soak in all of his, as much of his knowledge as he's willing to give me, So I feel like it's like going to school, but really fun, when I'm working with him, because he always gives something really authentic and new. Every time he's doing it, it's fresh and alive and deep and intelligent. I love intelligent actors, and he's one of those guys that his intelligence just goes through every moment,
Well, I mean that's the way you work too. I mean, I always pick up on the intelligence of your roles. We're talking to Mark Pellegrino here on the National Defense, and you're a kid that actually grew up in L.A., right?
Born and raised.
Yeah. And so what was your first acting role?
Oh, God. So my first acting role was in a movie called Fatal Beauty with Whoopi Goldberg and Sam Elliott. They were the main characters in it. I didn't even know how to act. I hadn't gone to acting class. In fact, I had a death scene. I was terrified to do the death scene because my only knowledge of how to die on film was watching episodes of Bonanza and The Big Valley. So that's what I tried to emulate when I died. So I think it ranks up there with Sofia Coppola's death as far as Raspberry Award. So for death.
Did you call out for Hoss? Save me, Hoss.
Close. That was my boss's name. I said Denny's name 3 times. It was bad, but fun. It was heady because I'd never acted before, and I was with Brad Dourif, who I had seen in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It was so amazing.
Oh wow!
And I was like watching him, not knowing about acting, but watching him each time doing it, thinking, God, he's doing it different every time. Is that right? he's so. I don't know. There's something about it. What is he doing? It fascinated me, and I wanted to know more about how to get where he was.
Wow. And is that on the list of the 1,000 movies you need to see before you die?
Absolutely not.
We're talking to Mark Pellegrino here on the National Defense Season 2 of American Rust, Broken Justice. Comes out on Prime Video tomorrow. You seem like a guy that's just like always working, right?
I try. I've been fortunate so far. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Any, when you have some downtime, what do you do? What kind of stuff do you like to do?
Oh, so I write. I write philosophy stuff, which I share online. I write. I do podcasts, and I do jujitsu, and that's pretty much how I spend my day.
Wow!
Jujitsu,
wow.
Working out, writing, and reading.
It's so funny. I just talked to a guy about an hour ago. Interviewed a guy that's had written a book called Miracle Mornings, and it's kind of what you just talked about, like filling your day every day with the physical, with the spiritual, with the emotional support you need, and you know that's kind of a complete way to look at yourself. Do you agree with that?
Oh, totally. Yeah, man, you got to recharge the batteries. You got to take care of yourself because, you know, the body as you get older wants to go towards entropy, and if you don't use stuff, your body's very efficient at saying, "Oh, I'm done. I don't need that anymore." And I've decided that I didn't want to be that guy who just sort of deteriorates over time. I want to be as strong and as healthy and as vibrant as I can be.
Well, and especially with the roles you play, that Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley, is that a pretty physical role for you?
It had physical moments for sure. Yeah, there's definitely some chases and fights and stuff going on in there that I was a part of.
And as you get older, that's harder to do, right?
Oh yeah, it ain't fun. I mean, that stuff does start to hurt you. But I mean, I'm doing that stuff every day. I'm rolling on the mat, you know, pretty much every day. And that keeps your body supple, I think.
Well, I love American Rust, Broken Justice. Can't wait to see Beverly Hills Cop. Thank you so much, Mark, for taking the time and continued great success.
Thank you, man. Great talking with you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.